shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
So he begins, "We then who are strong ought to bear the infirmities or the scruples," it says in the New King James, which has to do with the conscience of the weak and not to please ourselves. So he's concluding what he's gone over and what we covered for a few weeks. In chapter 14, he's concluding the previous chapter, where we are willing, hopefully, we are willing to surrender our liberties if it's to the benefit, to the edification, and to the help of other people. And we are to consider them above and beyond ourselves. So the mature believer, we can conclude, the mature believer does not demand his own way. The mature believer does not demand his own way. His happiness is not the most important thing in his life, except on his wedding day. But his happiness is not the most important thing in his life, and he is flexible, and he is what James 3:17 calls easy to be entreated. He's not stubborn, hard to deal with, because he is not... He doesn't banner his happiness as the most important thing in his life. People leave churches, as you well know. We've seen people come and go throughout the years. People leave churches and they say, "Well, I'm leaving because I'm not happy about something or someone, but I'm not happy, so I'm leaving." We've seen marriages fall apart and people go their separate ways because somebody wasn't happy anymore. And I've had them tell me, doesn't God want me to be happy? Isn't that what God wants for my life? Well, I'm not happy living with him, living with her. And happiness was promoted as the most important thing. And so people leave marriages because of a lack of happiness in it. People obviously leave jobs, whether outside of the church or inside the church, because of happiness. They quit their callings. They give up their callings. And that God has on their lives because they're not happy. So happiness becomes a big part of people's lives, and they make decisions based upon their happiness or lack of happiness that they have in their lives. Decisions based upon happiness is not a good idea. Decisions are made based upon happiness and not upon the Lord's will is not a good idea. If it is unpleasant to us, we avoid it. That's human nature. It's human nature. If it's unpleasant to us, we avoid it. And we conclude, if we want to be spiritual, we'll conclude that it's not God's will for us. But a lot of that is, what's behind that most often is that it's just simply an unpleasant task. I don't like doing it. I don't like being in that situation. And therefore, I conclude it must not be God's will for me. And we bring God in to help support our decision, but many times it's simply based upon the fact that it's unpleasant and we don't like it. It doesn't make us happy to do it. And so we don't do it. And so it's not based upon God, but it's based upon how we feel about it. And that, unfortunately, becomes a way of life for some believers. Perhaps even many believers, becomes a way of life to go through their Christian life choosing the pleasant and avoiding the unpleasant, making decisions based upon what makes them happy and avoiding any decisions that they think might cause them to be unhappy. And it is going, as we said, the mature believer does not demand his own way. And the way of the immature believer is to choose for his own comfort, his own convenience, his own ease, his own happiness. Always. And that is the way of the immature believer. The mature believer was willing to choose God's way in the situation, even if it means that it's a difficult way, even if it means it may be sacrificial, even if it means it might hurt for a moment. But it's God's way, and it's important to honor the Lord. And the mature believer desires greatly to honor God. Proverbs 14:14 is a key verse for this. It says, "The backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways." The person who's a backslider, not necessarily one overtly, they're not doing anything overtly. They're perhaps churchgoers. They're not living in immorality. They're not practicing any sin. They're not doing anything that anyone could point at and say it was not God's will. But in their heart, they're filled with their own ways. In their heart, they choose those things that are pleasant and avoid the unpleasant. They gravitate towards that which makes them happy and avoid the unhappy. And so they're always choosing based upon what is good for them, what is best for them, what complements them, what edifies them, what does it for them. And they avoid all of the other stuff. And so they're Christians. They go to church. They're going to heaven, obviously. But they're not filled with the Holy Spirit. They're filled with their own ways. The latter part of that verse says, "But the good man or the godly man or woman will be satisfied from above." In other words, God will make them content. God will make them satisfied. God will bring them joy. God will give them what they need, not out of the situation they're in, which makes them unhappy, but apart from the situation, they can receive from God something that edifies them, that builds them up, that makes them content in the situation, and they get through it. And they do the will of God, and there's great joy in doing that. There's great satisfaction in doing that. But the backslider in heart is filled with his own ways as he pursues his own happiness, his own pleasures, even in Christian circles. He's a churchgoer, but he lives in selfishness. He's a churchgoer who lives in selfishness and tends to be on the stubborn side. He's stubborn because he's not flexible, because flexibility would mean somebody would push him into something that was unpleasant for him or her. And so he lives within the realm of selfishness, and his choices are based upon his own pleasures and displeasures. Now, God's love, we know, is self-sacrificing. The very, very definition of agape love, God's love, is self-sacrificing love. By its very nature, it is willing to sacrifice itself. So self-sacrificing love is what is that which God possesses and that which he infuses within the believer's life and tries to develop in the believer's life. Self-sacrificing love is what God is developing in the believer who is growing in that love as the love of God is shed abroad in his hearts. In his heart, he doesn't have two hearts, he just has one heart. It's shed abroad in his heart, and that he is developing and growing in love, and he reaches the place in his Christian walk where he learns to lay down his life. And that's 1 John 3:16. He's a believer who knows how to lay down his life. He's self-sacrificing. It's the nature of God. It's the nature of who Christ is. And he moves out of the realm of selfishness, which is his old nature, and he moves into the new nature that he has put within him that's developing now, and that's growing, and that's emerging, and that's taking over his life, which is God's self-sacrificing love. And that is the love that a mature believer operates in, a self-sacrificing love. That's the love that works best in marriage, in case you were wondering over here on the right. Self-sacrificing. That's the kind of love that works best in a marriage. If you got two stubborn, selfish people, you're going to have a lot of fight. And he will lose. But you'll have... Can I get an amen? But self-sacrificing love is the kind of love that lays it down and is willing to sacrifice for the benefit of the other party. And continually does that, but that is the emerging love of God that comes out of it. The human nature is not that way. The backslider in heart is filled with his own ways and her own ways. And there's nothing but contention when you put two people like that together. But when you have people who have grown in the Lord, who are maturing in Christ, then you have the emerging nature of Christ coming through them, and there's flexibility. There's that stubbornness disappears, and there's a willingness to sacrifice for the other person. And in doing so, they're satisfied from above. God is the one who blesses them from above and makes them content, makes them joyful, and makes them feel peace and so forth. Not the circumstance necessarily. Sometimes circumstances do bless us. Sometimes they don't. You know, going to work in the morning doesn't bless you, but going home at night does. It's just that simple. Life is that simple. Certain things bless you, certain things don't bless you. But God always satisfies from above, whether you're going or coming, even if you don't know if you're coming or going. But he's always blessing from above. And so we receive joy from the Lord if happiness is absent. Because what I'm doing or what I'm involved in or what I'm going through, I'm not happy about. I'm laying in a hospital bed. I'm not happy about that. But I can be satisfied from above and receive joy from God. But I'm not happy about where I'm at. But I have joy and I have contentment and I have peace and I don't have to lay here and get bitter and miserable and everything else, because God is supplying me from a source outside of the situation, outside of the circumstance. So we have that as Christians. We have that as an amazing benefit to our life. And so God's love is emerging in our lives as we grow in Christ, and is emerging so that we live self-sacrificially towards others and learn to lay down our lives one for another. Not everybody goes that way. There are many, many people who go years and years and years, and they remain locked into their old nature, locked into their selfish nature, their carnal nature. They're Christians, they're churchgoers, they seem pleasant enough when you meet them, but they are locked into their own selfish ways. They are filled with their own ways, and you're not going to move them from them without dynamite or something. They don't move very easily because they're locked into doing and being what they want, where they want to go, how they want to do it, how it's going to be done. My way or the highway, sister.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Free Spirit Worship Center, under the pastoral leadership of Pastors Ronnie and Glenise Glover, located at 364 Swain Boulevard, Green Acres, Florida, at the corner of